Last night, Molly, we saw the debut of Making It. Now, if you didn't see it on Network 10, it's like MasterChef, but for the world of crafting. Let's find out a little bit more about it with the co-host, Harley Breen. Good morning, Harley. How are you?
I'm really good, guys. How are you doing?
We are so good. We love the show. We're already heavily invested, so thank you for bringing it to us.
Not a problem at all. It's all my work. I wrote it, I shot it, I edited it. Very proud of myself.
I've written down some notes as I was watching. The first line is, I like Russell and Jack's hat.
Yes. I think if you stay tuned, you'll get to see Jack's hat a lot. And, well, Russell, what can you say about Russell? Oh. Just an absolutely lovely human being.
Absolutely.
Harley, I like to think of it like Year 10 Home Ec celebration. We've had MasterChef, which is like the food part of Home Ec, but we've never had that celebration of like the sewing and crafting side on television. Did you do Year 10 Home Ec? Is it the same for where you went to school?
I love that. I haven't had anyone compare it to Home Ec yet, and Home Ec was one of my favourite classes. I loved it. I'd get behind the sewing machine. I'd do the cooking as well in Home Ec. And then obviously you'd go and do woodwork and metalwork, which was what I resonated with most. I sewed up a pair of pants and they didn't quite fit. They had no shape to them. And I was like, I might just go and focus on woodwork, which is really my thing.
I made a crappy cushion with the Killer Instinct logo on it that my mates kept at their place for years, but I thought was terrible. So I'm glad we both made something that didn't quite work.
I made a pair of red paisley shorts, and on free dress day, I went to school in my school shirt for no good reason, tucked into red paisley shorts. I was a real popular kid, I'll have you know.
Hot.
Oh, that's got me good. I just made a wooden spoon, and I still use it to this day.
Well done.
Yeah, it's like
my little
flex. Did
you whittle down the wooden spoon?
Yeah, and I remember when people come over for dinner, I'm like, who wants to see my spoon I made in Year 10?
Yeah, because that's the thing about making things, right, about crafting stuff. But one, it's a really good mindfulness exercise to do. But when you make something, good or bad, you just want to show it off. And so we just made a whole show about that. Just adults in a barn making things and going, look what I did.
I absolutely love it too, hearing the briefs and going, what would I make? And then seeing people making such unique creations that are so outside the box. It's really brilliant. If you haven't seen the show, you need to.
Well, like last night's episode when they had to make their secret beast, and Andrew, who is a scrap metal sculptor, so he uses welding to make these incredible scrap metal sculptor. Well, he didn't really have the time in that very first challenge. It was 3 hours. So this old bloke started working with felt and made a drop bear because that's
right.
His inner beast. And I just love it. Finally, people get to see what a drop bear looks like.
Harley, the show's an iteration on the US original, which was hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, who people might know better as Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation. Now, Nick is an incredibly handy man. What handy skills do you possess, Harley?
Well, that's right. Nick is a proper master craftsman. And I was clued into what Nick was doing in his huge warehouse space that he has in LA before I even knew about this show. And we're pretty similar guys. We've got similar moustaches. He hand makes canoes. I once made a raft out of an old pellet that I found on the side of the road, and I didn't put enough buoyancy under it, and it sunk in a dam in country Victoria with my children on it. So, you know, we're similar men.
Your children were okay, though?
No, they're fine. There's 3,000 of them. You can afford to lose them.
We had to make a raft at the summer camp I worked at in America.
Popular activity.
Yeah, and we had to make it just off things we found at camp, and that was just a way for them to make us all sink. Like, I feel we were just all set up. It was terrible.
They were just making you do rubbish pickup and calling it craft.
It just seems like a lot of fun, this show, Harley. You know, set your challenge, have some laughs with Susie, and you guys have great chemistry, and see talented people do what they love. It really is a celebration, right?
Absolutely. That's it. It's a really simple concept. It's like, get everybody in the barn, give them a challenge to make stuff, and then Susie and I go off onto our weird little house beside the barn in a quintessential Australian shed, and then we stuff around over there. We come back, we have a look at what they did, we give someone a prize. Unfortunately, we also have to say goodbye to people in episodes, the way these things work, and eventually we'll find out who's the master maker.
Well, the good thing is you guys don't have to be the judges either, so you're not hurting anyone's feelings. You're just having a good time. What's the best?
It's a pretty good gig, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we just turn up, stuff around, act like children, and then go, here are the people that are going to judge you. Bye!
It is a giant smile in the form of a television show. You should definitely check this out. Take our recommendation for it, because making it is brilliant. It continues tonight, 7:30 on 10. You can catch up with the premiere at 10 Play as well. Harley Breen, congrats on the series, mate. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.